Good afternoon, folks. I'm your host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, coming to you today from the beautiful city of Port Huron, Michigan, broadcasting here on Anchor FM Podcast Radio Show.com. Again, that's AnchorFM.com. The name of my show is America Everyday Life Radio Show. I'm your host and moderator, but you, the American people and citizens, the voice of you, are the editors, guests, and producers of this show. In other words, you, not the experts, speak up, because it's you who live every day facing the struggles and where it be going to work and struggling day to day to pay the bills, or being burned out on your job, or political issues, or local issues, or worldwide news, or something in the headlines. Whatever is bothering you, speak it. Whatever you feel needs changing, speak it. I welcome any comments to the show. Any improvements on the show can be made. I welcome it too. And this show is about you. And remembering when, let's speak about hoarding, today's show theme, and what your mama and daddy, your grandparents taught you. Now, I believe many of us were taught to say yes ma'am and no ma'am and no sir and no ma'am. I believe many of us had respect for the elders. Respect back in the 70s and 80s and 60s, back in those years before the ruthless people that came about with hip-hop, rap, or devil stuff encouraged to bring about the wrath of the power of the devil. Now I know it's a different subject, different ballgame, but I want to encourage you to clean up your ex if you're hoarding. Now, it's not just about people I know. It's about people you know in your neighborhood. It's about people you personally know. I'm not attacking individuals. I'm not attacking anybody individually. I'm just saying, this is a show opinion about what needs to change. If you know somebody or see somebody that's in your neighborhood and they got junk piled from room to room, blocking the front door, or rats in the home, where it be old clothes, newspaper articles, old makeup, or so-called collector stuff that you thought is worth money, but in the end, if that person, they know the real truth, it's worthless. There's no excuse for anybody sitting up drinking, getting stoned all day, making others be the slave for them while they sit and sleep all day. They're the ones that had mess begin with, so they are the ones that should be the ones that clean you up, not you. The people that's going to move the house, move in or buy it, they need to clean it up or gather the neighborhood. They need to personally clean it of rats, of bugs. See, if you got newspaper, old clothes, boxes of junk piled around, and blocking steps, then you are a health hazard. Not just to yourself, but to others. You can't have guests come in. There's no room to walk in. Or maybe they have stairs blocked. You can't get down to go to your attic. Or no room to put stuff. Why did they begin it to begin with? Because it's a chain of addictions that's got the foothold of emotions locked on them. In other words, they got a padlock key on everything in their mind. It's the sense of longing. a sense of holding on to, like living in a casket, or like being buried in the ground. They just given up. That's what simplicity is saying. Now, our parents taught us to have a clean house. They taught us to clean up. Our parents taught us to clean up every day. Our parents lived in this free home. Like I said many months ago, it's just a sense of holding, a sense of longing, like you. They live in the casket and have been buried, and it's just that they feel like they've given up. Now, hoarding speaks what you are and what you're about. In other words, the more you live in filth and dirt, it speaks more about you, including if you got in your car. If you got bushes piled up, bushes and trees not being trimmed, it's hiding your house. What are you hiding? What are they hiding? What are they trying to keep? Why is it they don't want to clean up? It's because they're staunch out lazy. Staunch out lazy. And they, what they live, it becomes them. It becomes them. Their soul is totally gone. But there's resources available. And that is through, if you're a renter, renting a room from them, it's a health hazard to you. You can call the housing authority to them. You can call the health department to them. As if you got laws in your states against it. Even as a renter renting a home from somebody's hoarding, it's against the law for it to be piled. But it should be made to clean you up. And if they don't want to clean up and get out of the neighborhood, sign a petition to get the law enforcement in, no legal action done, take it to court, and get them out of the neighborhood. That's the only way to make the neighborhood better. Now, I'm for not having junk cars around the house. As I said earlier, when I was married, I had a clean house. I lived in a clean house. I didn't get go filthy, even if I had the dust, because I had asthma, and I believe back then, beginning stages of COPD, is a health hazard, breathing hazard. And once it's got a hold of you, it won't let go. Mold builds up in key. Rats in the house bring bugs and diseases. Rats bite. Bugs bite. Person once told me a long time ago, if you got all that junk piled in your house, you can get bed bugs. You can get ants, you can get water bugs, you get roaches, and so on. And they seem overpopulate, and you can't get rid of them. So the only obstacle is to tear it down. Now, I saw once on television, a house had been piled full hoarding stuff until they had snakes in it. Now, must a person live that way until it becomes a safety hazard, including for children? To me, anybody's got children in that condition, and they're hoarding on to stuff, they don't need children. They should be taken away from. Things can be made better for the child, environment to live in. There's too much, too long, it can become a good to happen. It's up to the people to speak up, unite as a one people against such a thing. Now, like I said, I and my friend, know people Even you know of people that's like that in the neighborhoods. Make the change for today, for tomorrow. Let's make things health-wise, safety. Let's make it where there won't be no diseases and, or any health hazards that kill a person. And Godspeed to everyone. You know, I wish everyone the best. I hope there comes about great changes. Anyway, I look forward to hearing about your comments. I look forward to your critique of this show. I'm not going to give up. It just makes me stronger. Makes the resolve more at hand to become an issue. An issue to resolve, the will. A will to go on. It's something that's undying, never ending. There's an old saying, when it rains, it pours. And when it all pours, it all happens at once. But there's only one way things can go. They may be down for a while, but they have to go but one way, and that's up and better. Thank you. God bless. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and this show. So long. Until our next broadcast, and good night. And from Fort Huron, Michigan, it is now 78 degrees, time 8:02 p.m. And this is Thursday, May 24th, 2018. Yeah, it's Thursday, May 24th, 2018. So long for our broadcast. And you remember when.